主啊，求你今天从你的宝座发出亮光，照耀我们的心，使我们的思想因为你圣灵的引导可以进入真理，享受丰盛的奥秘，使我们对主导文的意义有更深的信仰，更深的领悟。奉耶稣基督的圣名求的，
阿门。
我们今天开始一连讲主导文的信息。
We now start our series on the Lord's Prayer.
为什么这个叫做主导文呢
？Why is it called the Lord's Prayer?
因为这是主耶稣亲自教导的祷告词。
For it's a prayer taught personally by Jesus Christ.
祷告需要教导吗
？Do you need to be taught?
祷告的词句需要筛选吗
？Should you filter the words?
如果需要用什么标准来选祷告的词呢
？If we do, how do we decide what standard?
我相信很自然的。所有的宗教的人都在祷告。
I think all religious people pray.
因为没有祷告就不能组成一个宗教。
If you do not pray, you cannot be a religion.
但是我再问一个问题。
I ask another question.
所有宗教的祷告是谁教导他们讲出来的
？And who taught these other religions to pray?
都是很自然的流露。
They are natural products.
就是他们有什么他们就讲出来。
Whatever you think of, you pray.
为什么人祷告呢
？And why would we pray?
因为人发现自己的有限。
Because we discover we are finite.
所以走到走投无路的时候
，And so when you cannot find a solution,
我们需要把我们痛苦把它念出来。
You want to tell of your pain.
需要有另外一方面可以解决我们的困难。
And you want a solution from beyond.
所以许多祷告的动机。是从困境、从逼迫、从贫穷、从疾病、从最困难的人生阴暗面产生出来的。
And prayer produced because of your pain, your suffering, your illnesses, your difficulties in life.
世界上没有一个人没有困难。
And all of us encounter difficulties.
没有一个人没有疾病。
All of us get sick.
没有一个人没有黑暗的日子。
There's not a single person without darkness.
人一定会祷告。
So we will surely pray.
当一个人祷告的时候，要向谁祷告
？But to whom shall we pray?
我们向一个比我们更有能力的。
We pray to someone more powerful.
能解决我们问题。
Who can solve our problems?
超自然的。
The supernatural.
可能是一个无限的。
Perhaps infinite.
向他发出祷告。
And we pray to him.
那么这两件事配合起来。
And when we put the two things together.
表示我需要信仰。
It means I need faith.
因为有一位神可以听我的祷告。
For there is a God who will listen to me.
我在有限界里面。
I am finite.
他在无限。
He is infinite.
所以当我遇到限制困难的时候我向他发出我里面的需要
And so when I'm constrained I call upon him for help
这样就变成祷告生活这样形成起来了
And that's how you have a prayer life
几乎全世界没有一个民族是没有祷告的
And almost all peoples in the world will pray
没有一个民族是没有宗教的
You cannot find a race without a religion
神造人的时候就把人造在与他永存相对的暂时性里面
Because when God created human being, He created temporal and related to God.
所以上帝是永恒的
And God is eternal.
我们的肉身中间是暂时的
Physically, we are temporal.
但我们的肉身不等于我们的全部
But we are not confined by the physical.
所以上帝把永恒的本质放在我们的里面
And God placed the essence of eternity inside of us.
我们在永恒跟暂时的交界的中间
And we are at the crossroad of the eternal and the temporal.
我们发现限制是一个事实
and we discover that there are limitations.
我们发现矛盾是一个挣扎
that irony is struggles.
所以宗教的动机就要冲破限制，脱离矛盾
and so religion wants to break through all these constraints.
人都会祷告
therefore we all can pray.
这样的祷告到底是不是神所喜悦的祷告呢
but are these prayer pleasing to God?
祷告的人根本不问这个问题
the person who pray will not ask a question like that
我只要向一个神明祷告
all I need to do is pray to God
他如果能够应验我要的
and if he can give me what I want
赐下我求的
and give me what I ask
我就把他当作我们的神
then I will then pray to him
如果他不能听我的祷告
but if he should fail
完全没有力量
no power
我就丢弃这种神
then I get rid of him
所以在这样的状况中间
and so in this situation
人变成主动淘汰神明的主体
We become the one that will get rid of the gods
人变成主动选择神明的主体
And the initiative is with us and we choose
神在这样的地位中间是一个被动的地位
In this case the gods are like objects
我们就照着这样的习惯过了我们宗教的生活
And we live life like that habitually
所以严格的说起来人是很可怜很可怜的
Strictly speaking we are in a very sad state
当我们求的时候
When we call
我们盼望全能者可以 解决我的问题。
We want solution from the Almighty.
所以我们一定要产生一个有全能者成为我信仰对象。
So you must have this concept that He is Almighty.
但是这个全能者是管制我的。
But this Almighty will rule over me.
祷告的中间我要管制他。
But in prayer, I want to rule over Him.
你是全能的。
You are Almighty.
所以你要医治我。
So you must heal me.
全能的。
You are all powerful.
带领我经过困境。
You must deliver me.
全能的。
You are all powerful.
解决我贫穷的问题。
Solve my poverty.
因为你是全能的。
Because you are the Almighty.
你可以做这个事情。
You can do this.
现在听我的话，替我做吧。
Now listen to what I say.
一方面祷告的人相信上帝的全能。
So on the one hand, we believe God can do all things.
一方面盼望他自己的能力来捆绑上帝，来利用上帝成全他对全能者的要求。
But on the other hand, we want to make use of God to fulfill our needs.
所以这是很可怕的事情。
And this is most horrifying.
我看见现在许多的宗教香火会盛起来。
In many religions, they become very prosperous.
因为他们认为他们的神明听了他们的祷告。
Because they think their divinity will listen to them.
为了感恩的意思，所以他们就建庙建堂来荣耀他们的神。
And in appreciation for that, you build the temples.
这样的事是宗教常看见的事情。
You see this commonly in religions.
但是在基督教里面是完全不同的。
But Christianity is different.
因为在所有宗教里面
，Among all religions,
只有基督教告诉我们，我们应当怎样祷告。
Only Christianity tells us how to pray.
我们向谁祷告
？And to whom should we pray?
我们用怎样的态度来祷告
？And what sort of attitude we must have?
这些祷告就在圣经的记载，从亚当直到世界末日，很多伟大的祷告是记载下来了。
And the Bible recorded many great prayers from Adam to the end of the world.
也告诉我们许多神听人祷告所做的事情。
And also tells us how God responds to our prayer.
自从道成肉身，耶稣降生以后。
After Jesus Christ came in the flesh,
他就讲你们祷告应当怎么说。
He said, "This is the way you should pray."
意思就是说，我们常常祷告不应当祷告的话语。
In other words, there are many times we pray
需要一个很大的纠正。
We need to be corrected.
我个人也感觉到教会的复兴需要从祷告的正统来复兴起。
Personally, I think that the church can be revived when the prayer is revived.
因为我们的祷告如果不是不正统的
，If our prayers are not orthodox,
就像外邦人那样祈求
，Like the Gentiles we call for God.
耶稣在约翰马太福音第六章这一段里面
，In the passage in Matthew chapter 6,
先提到你们祷告的时候
，Jesus Christ first said when you pray,
不要站在路口。
Do not stand on the roadside.
不要站在高台
，or on the synagogue.
这些人祷告盼望。别人听见他们怎么祷告。
These people pray, they want people to notice them.
盼望别人看见他怎么敬虔。
That people see how pious they are.
这些人已经得了他的赏赐。
Jesus said they have received their reward.
换一句话什么意思呢
？In other words,
他们祷告没有用。
Their prayers are useless.
神不会赐给他们任何的福分。
God will not give them any blessings.
因为他们祷告的掺杂的动机，盼望人称赞他，盼望人尊重他，盼望人荣耀他。
For their motives is not pure, they want praises from other people.
完全失去了祷告的意义了。
Completely miss the meaning.
耶稣再说你们祷告不要像外邦人。
And Jesus said, do not pray like the Gentiles.
他们常常重复祷告的词语。
Because they heap empty phrases.
因为他们想话多就蒙垂听了。
They assume that if they go on and on, God will listen.
完全错误的事情。
This is wrong.
你注意新派的人。
The liberals.
他们祷告的时候不会用主耶稣这个字。
They wouldn't use the word Lord Jesus when they pray.
你注意灵恩派的人
，When you listen to the charismatic,
他们祷耶稣耶稣耶稣耶稣 Jesus 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 很少用主耶稣这个字。
They always use the word Jesus very seldom Lord.
他们把这个祷告词一直重复一直重复。
And they think that if they keep repeating themselves,
好像他们的上帝是耳聋的。
As if God is deaf.
所以他们就唤醒上帝。
So you got to wake him up.
使上帝醒过来。
Then after he awakes,
做他好像忘记做的事情。
He will do things that he has forgotten.
所以他们先假设自己是主动的。
So we assume first.We are in control.
上帝是被动的
，and God is passive.
这个沉睡、被动、忘记、懒惰的上帝，我们要去提醒他。
I got to remind this God who is lazy, sleeping, and forgetful.
这个在我们纯正的信仰里面是完全没有道理，而且非常可羞耻的事情。
In our pure faith, this is most shameful and unreasonable.
有一次我在台北讲道的时候
，Once I was preaching in Taipei,
会众先唱诗
，the people sang first.
唱诗里面有一句我吓了一跳
，and one of the statements astonished me.
他说我们祷告祷告，我们动上帝的时候叫他做工。
And the song says, "We pray and pray, we move the hands of God."
我上台了。
And when I
我说你们在唱什么
？I said, what were you saying?
你们的意思，你不祷告，上帝就不做工吗
？You are saying that if you do not pray, then God will not move.
你的意思，上帝睡觉，你唤醒他吗
？And God is sleeping, so you wake him.
你是谁
？Who are you?
你认识你的上帝又是谁
？And what kind of God do you know?
祷告跟信仰有很重要的关联。
Therefore, prayer is very related to faith.
祷告跟纯正的观念有很重要的关联。
Very related to pure understanding.
信仰中间哪一种事是我们非常需要更正的呢
？And there are things in our faith that we need to correct urgently.
就是正确的神论
，the correct doctrine of God.
真正认识神到底是谁
？You truly want to know who God is.
真正相信他
，and truly believe in Him.
你才能祷告。
Then you can pray.
像我回到归正神学来看祷告的神学
，returning to Reformed theology.
保罗说：“若不信，你怎么能求呢
？”The Apostle Paul said, "Unless you have faith, you cannot ask."
若不信你怎能求呢
？If you do not have faith, how can you ask?
今天灵恩派的人叫那些不信的人，你信，你求，上帝就给你。
The charismatic said, "If you believe, God will give you whatever you want."
是要你恳切的求
，so just ask for it fervently.
相信的求
，just believe.
上帝一定成全你所求的。
God will give you what you want.
那么这些还没有信主。
But some of them are not Christians. They haven't heard the word.
他们盼望他的病得着医治。
They want to be healed.
问他你信不信
？So you ask them, do you believe?
我信。
They say yes.
你求
？Call.
他们凭什么求呢
？Call with what?
保罗说不行的。
Paul says no.
如果这些人没有信心，他怎么祈求
？If they don't even have faith, how would they call?
所以祈求是建立在纯正的信仰上面。
And if a prayer is built upon pure faith.
啊，信仰是建立在垂。听上帝的道里面
，and your faith is built on the word of God.
如果没有听到，你怎么能信心呢
？How can you have faith if you have not listened?
如果没有信心，你们怎么能祷告呢
？And without faith, how can you pray?
一届接连一届的时候
，and so one is linked to the other.
主啊，我要信你。
Oh Lord, I want to believe.
我才能好好在你面前祷告。
Then I can pray properly.
主啊，我要听你的道。
Lord, I want to listen to your word.
我才能建立信仰。
Then I can build up my faith.
信道是从
，because faith comes.
信道从听到来的。
From hearing.
如果你没有听上帝的道，你怎么会信呢
？So how can you believe if you have not heard His word?
如果你没有信，怎么会求呢
？If you have not believed, how can you call?
信产生求。
And so faith creates prayer.
听产生信。
By hearing creates faith.
传产生听。
But you need someone to preach.
若没有人传道，谁能听到
？So if there are no preachers who will hear.
信道第四步里面了。
And so there are four stages.
祷告的基础是信仰。
The foundation of prayer is faith.
信仰的基础是听到。
The foundation of faith is listening.
听到是基础，就传扬上帝的。
And the fact that you can listen because someone
preach. 传道的基础是神的差遣。
And you preach because God sent you.
这五件事连起来的时候。
When five items are linked together.
结论就是神的主权决定人的宗教生活。
Conclusion is that the sovereign will of God decide your life in religion.
你上帝呼召人做传道。
When God calls someone to be a preacher.
这些人把真理传开了。
These people will then preach His truth.
这些人把道传开了。
Because they preach His truth, we can hear the truth.
因为人听见上帝的话
，because we have heard the truth,
产生了信心了。
We produce faith.
因为人有了信心了喽。
And when we have faith,
他们才在上帝面前祷告。
Then we can pray to God.
这个归正神学的系统来看
，this is a reform structure.
整个世界的宗教都是乱祷告的。
You will see that all religions pray haphazard.
二十多年前
，20 over years ago,
在台湾有很多人拜一些古里古外的东西。
In Taiwan, people pray to all kinds of strange things.
给他们的假神做一个用木头、石头或者砖瓦、陶器做的形象。
They use wood, they use stone to make idols.
放在他们的桌子上。
And then put it on the
他们去天天求这些东西。
And every day they pray.
当结果祷告没有应验的时候
，But when your prayer does not come true,
他们就把这些的神像把它摔破了。
They will break the idols.
这是何等讽刺的事情。
This is most ironic.
当你祷告的时候，你认他是神。
When you pray, you consider them as God.
得不到祷告的垂听，你把它当作粪土来丢掉。
But if they do not answer, then they become rubbish.
这是人祈祷。最可怕的事情。
This is the most horrifying way to pray.
我们到神面前不是尊重他。
When we come before God, it's not that you honor Him.
到神面前不是荣耀他。
It's not that you're going to glorify Him.
到神的面前也不是感谢他。
It's not to give thanks to Him.
我们是利用上帝成全我们的需要。
But we come to Him so that He can do what I want.
所以在祷告的中间，我们命令上帝替我们做事。
In prayer, we command Him to work for us.
在祷告的时候，我们吩咐他做我们的仆人。
And we order Him to be our servant.
所以圣经给我们的教导完全不一样。
The Bible teaches it completely differently.
我们如果没有从正统的信仰得到了正统的观念，我们的祷告一定像外邦人 一样的糊涂。
And if we do not have orthodox understanding from orthodox faith, we will pray like the Gentiles.
我们有正统的信仰以后
，But with the orthodox faith,
我们才能照着正统信仰的内容，懂得怎样谦卑匍匐在上帝面前向他祈求。
Then with the correct understanding of this faith, we know how to humbly call upon God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
为什么人需要祷告
？Why do we need to pray?
上帝造人的时候是按照他自己的形象样式造。
For God created us in His image and likeness.
人是唯一能够与神有相对存在救物的一个活物。
Among all living beings, we are the only one that live in response to God.
We are the only being with the consciousness of the relativity between us and our Creator. 所以上帝是我们造创造的主。
And God is our Creator.
我们是被造的一个人。
And we are creatures.
上帝为我们造了万有。
And God for us created all things.
万有供应我们的需要。
That we may be sustained by all things.
上帝又创造我们。
And God created us.
使我们来到他的面前。
That we will come before Him.
万有是为人。
So all things have been created for man.
人是为上帝造的。
And we have been created for God.
我再讲一次，然后你们把它背起来。
You got to remember this.
万有是为人造的。
All things are created for man.
人是为上帝造的。
And man created for God.
一二三，万有是为人造的，人是为上帝而造的，所以我们不可能活在一个与神没有关系的存在里面。
And so in our existence is impossible not to have relationship with God.
我们在神面前
，before God，
我们是与他相对的。
We live relative to Him.
这个叫做相对的对存。
This is a relative existence.
不是一个绝对的独存。
Not an absolute singular existence.
没有一个人是绝对的独存。
Not a single one of us live by ourselves.
都是与神相对的对存。
We live in relative to God.
我们与神之间的关系
，our relationship with God，
按照神所定的原则正式建立起来的时候
，When it is built based on God's principle，
我们的生命才有价值。
Then there is meaning in your life，
与他的关系才会恢复正常。
And then our relationship is normalized with Him。
我们的祷告也变成蒙悦纳的祷告。
And our prayer will be heard。
如果不是这样的话
，If this were not the case，
我们把物当作我们的主
，We will treat objects as our Lord。
把主当作我们的奴。
And consider our Lord as our slave.
利用上帝来追求物质。
And we use God to get what we want.
这就是假的宗教。
This is false religion.
这就是假的教会。
The false church.
这就是假的基督徒。
False Christians.
因为神在你的祷告生活里面是被利用者。
For God is being made use by you.
然后呢，在祷告生活中你追求的是被造为我们存在的物质。
And in your prayer, you want the material that God has made for you.
我们利用神来达到目的。
We use God to fulfill our needs.
我们的目的不是神。
And our purpose is not God.
我们的目的是物质。
Our purpose is material.
所以我们把整个次序把它颠倒过来。
The entire order is upside down.
我们越祷告就越离开上帝。
The more you pray, the farther you are from God.
当你看见很多人很恳切祷告的时候
，You look at people praying fervently.
外面看你很敬虔。
On the surface, they are pious.
佩服他。
And you say this good thing.
许多的宗教都有令人佩服的敬虔外貌。
In all religion, there are pious people.
但耶稣基督的不是如此。
But Jesus said not so.
这些人好像用嘴唇亲近我。
With their lips, they seem to have come close to me.
但是他们的心远远离开我。
But their heart is far away from me.
拜我是枉然的。
They worship me in vain.
当这些人很敬虔的祷告的时候
，And when we look at someone praying fervently,
看起来他们是很亲近上帝。
On the surface, they look close to God.
其实不是的。
In reality, no.
我八岁的时候
，When I was eight,
教会的祷告会里面。
In the church prayer meeting,
很多人常常坐在我旁边听我祷告。
Many people sit beside me to listen to me pray.
但有一次呢，我要听另外一个人祷告。
But once I heard somebody else pray, why?
因为那个人祷告得很恳切。
Because this person was very fervent.
也有一点声音。
And had some voice.
而且很长。
Very long prayer.
人家阿门，他还在祷。
People are amen and he's still praying.
但是阿门，他阿门，有的人已经睡了。
When he go for amen, people slept.
所以我就靠近他。
So I went close to him.
听他怎么祷告。
To listen to what he said.
当我听他祷告以后。
When he heard him.
我发现太令人失望了。
I was very disappointed.
因为他祷告什么呢
？You know what he prayed for?
主啊，给我发财。
Oh Lord, make me rich.
主啊，给我顺利。
Oh Lord, make me
smooth. 主啊，给我成功。
Give me success.
主啊，给我的孩子。
Make my child
successful. 给我的孩子生意做得好。
Let their business
prosper. 都是用自私做中心。在上帝面前祷告。
And before God, everything was self-centered.
我在听他祷告的时候。
And when I heard him,
那个人对我不好，你要刑罚他。
He said, "Oh God, punish that guy."
你要咒诅他。
Curse him.
你要审判他。
Judge him.
你要教训他。
And teach him a lesson.
我后来发现了。
And I discovered.
这个人心充满自私的爱， 跟仇敌的恨。
This guy had all this selfish love and a sense of vengeance.
那么他把这个自私的爱跟复仇的恨放在祷告中间的时候，他到底是不是知道上帝要人怎么祷告
？And when he prayed for himself and cursing other people, I don't know whether he knows what prayer is.
所以他的祷告不是祷告，是自私的精神的表达。
And therefore, it's not really a prayer, but an expression of selfish spirit.
这是很可怕的事情。
And it is most horrifying.
所以我们到底应当怎么样祷告
？So how then should we pray?
祷告不在乎你恳切不恳切。
It is not about how fervent you are.
祷告在乎你怎么知道纯正的信仰做你祈求的基础。
It is dependent on whether you know. It is based on pure faith.
若不信，怎么能祈求呢
？If you have no faith, how can you pray?
圣经里面给我们看见最敬虔的祷告的外貌。
And the Bible shows us on the surface how pious prayer
can be. 最狂热的祷告。
The most fervent prayer.
是谁的祷告呢
？Whose prayer is that?
不是耶稣的祷告。
Not Jesus.
不是扫罗的祷告。
Not Saul.
不是彼得的祷告。
Not Peter.
圣经里面最狂热、火热、最殷勤的祷告是假先知的祷告。
The most zealous prayer recorded in the Bible are those sort of false prophets.
以利亚在加密山。他要复兴以色列国人的信仰的时候
，And so Elijah wanted to revive the faith of the Israelites.
跟400个巴利的先知一同较量。
There were 400 false prophets of Baal that he faced.
他是最少数的
，And he was like most.
只有一个人
，Only one.
面战400个假先知
，Facing 400 false prophets.
心灵感到很孤单
，And in his heart he felt lonely.
以利亚在最孤单的时候，他没有惧怕。
But he was not afraid, even though he was lonely.
因为耶和华是他的主。
Because God is his Lord.
所以他对亚哈王说。
So he said to King Ahab.
这几年。
These few years.
我只做永生的耶和华启示。
By the name of the eternal God.
我若不祷告，就没有雨水降在地上来。
I make an oath that if I do not pray, there will be no rain.
传道人讲到这么可怕。这么伟大的 confident 除了他以外几乎没有第二个人
other than him no other preacher have such confidence
如果他讲了以后第二天下雨
if it rains the very next day
他不是前功尽废了吗
then he would have failed miserably
神与他同在
but God was with him
因为他讲的话是神启示下来的
for God revealed what he should say
从那一天开始
that day onwards
我不祷告下雨的事情
he said if I do not pray for rain
三年半的时间上帝没有降下雨
three and a half years they had a drought
那个时候全国最需要的是什么呢
and the thing they need most
全国最需要的就是雨水
would be rainwater
但是他在加密山的时候
but when he was in Mount Carmel
他对假先知说
he said to the false prophets
你们祷告你们的神
you pray to your God
叫他降下火来
Ask them to send
fire. 烧掉你们祭坛上的牲物。
To burn up the sacrifice on the
altar. 我也祷告我的神。
And I'll pray to my God.
求他降下火来。
And ask him for fire.
烧掉我祭坛上的祭物。
To consume the sacrifice.
定了时间。
And so they set the time.
你们从几点到几点。
From this time to that time.
结束以后。
After that.
如果没有。
If there is no.
轮到我。
Then my turn.
我几点到几点。
From this time to that time.
我祷告我的上帝。
I will call upon my God.
他们都赞成了。
And they all agree.
所以400个巴利的先知。
There are 400 false prophets of Baal.
站在另外一边
They stood on one side.
以利亚自己一个人
Elijah himself.
站在这一边
Stood on the other side.
400对一
400 versus 1.
何等不平衡的事情
Very imbalanced.
千千万万的以色列百姓
And there are thousands of Israelites.
围在山上观望这个战斗
Surrounded the mountain to see the fight.
圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us.
假先知恳切祷告
The false prophets prayed. Fervently,
火不降下来。
Fire didn't come.
再祷告。
They prayed again.
火又不降下来。
Fire didn't come.
再祷告。
And they prayed again.
就还不降来。
No fire.
后来怎么办呢
？What do they do?
他们用石头砍自己。
They use rocks to pierce themselves.
用刀刺自己。
And cut themselves.
巴利亚，巴利亚。
Baal, Baal.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to us.
把火降下来。
Send us fire.
你是保护我们的。
You brought up.
你是伟大的神。
You are great God.
现在赐下祷告。
Give us the fire.
会不会因为他的声音特别大声？巴利就做事情了。
Could it be that they are so loud, so their God will work?
会不会他们祷告特别恳切，就感动了巴利行动呢
？Maybe they're so fervent, their God will be moved.
根本没有这样的一件事情。
Nothing like that happened.
假神就是假神。
The false God is a false God.
对假神的祷告是对假神的祷告。
The prayer is to false God.
假神没有办法给你真正的力量。
The false God has no power.
所以他们伤了自己。
So although they hurt themselves.
努力祷告。
And pray fervently.
恳切祷告以后。
And call.
完全没有。 那种迹象又火降下来。
Nothing happened, no fire happened.
又怎么办呢
？And then what?
又以利亚对他说
，Elijah said to them，
大声一点吧
，Shout louder。
你们的神可能去走走
，Maybe your God is walking around。
到 mall 去买东西
，Maybe went to the mall to shop。
那些神忘记你们在祷告
，They forget that you are praying。
Call him louder。
大声的呼叫啊！
大声一点吧
！Call louder！
以利亚下一个讽刺性的呼吁。
Elijah was sarcastic to them.
更大声的祷告。
So they call even louder.
还是没有。
And still nothing happened.
以利亚就讲了一句很调皮的话。
And Elijah said something was not.
你们的神片刻休息。
Maybe your God is resting.
其实那一句话可以翻译成：你们的神可能去小便。
And actually, you can say your God went to take a leak.
所以他现在不在这里，在厕所那里。
So he's in the toilet.
大声叫他回来。
Maybe call him louder.
所以他们更大声祷告。
So they call out stronger.
时间到了。
But when the time was up,
以利亚说：“你们的机会结束了。”
Elijah said, "The time is up."
那以利亚说
：“Elijah said,
上帝的百姓啊
，the people of God,
你们来到我这里来。
Come to me.
The people of God, come unto me.
上帝的百姓来到我这里。
他把他们带到这边的祭坛。
And he brought them to his
圣猪已经好预备好了
，and the sacrifice was on it，
已经绑在这个祭坛上面
，already tied there。
到了，以利亚做了一件世人认为最笨的事情
，and Elijah did something which people consider was stupid。
三年半没有下雨
，for three and a half years there were no rain。
今天整个国家最贵的不是黄金
，and so the most expensive thing would not be gold。
最贵的是水
，it would have been water。
以利亚说去把水拿来。浇在这个祭坛上。
Elijah said, "Drench the whole thing with water."
谁听这个话的都是笨人。
People who follow this are quite foolish.
只有疯子才把剩下一点点的水把它丢掉。
You gotta be crazy to throw away the precious water.
神的工作就是如此。
But that is the way God works.
神的仆人像疯子一样的。
Servant of God sometimes look as crazy.
每一个时代有那些真正为上帝的工作。行动特别怪异的时候，人都会逼迫他。
And people persecute servants of God that act strange.
那么神特别保守以利亚。
But God preserved this.
所以呢，他把他们叫水来倒的时候
，And so when he asked them to drench the sacrifice,
花了很多的水了。
Once a lot of water.
第二次再倒下去
，Again.
第三次再倒下去
，Third time.
第四次再倒下去
，Fourth time.
那是全国。可能所剩下的一点水
，Perhaps it's the only water they have left。
这个水一定要先给王用的。
The king would have had it first。
百姓实算什么
？The king would not care about the
people。王一定先保守自己。
The king will preserve himself。
现在的北朝鲜
，Like North Korea now。
全国没有饭吃的时候
，When the whole country is in famine。
把粮食继续拯救他们的百姓。
And if you send money to their country，
一定先给共产党的军队吃饱，不给百姓。
They will first feed the army。
让。这个平常的人死在满街道也不要紧。
Let the common folks die。
所以以利亚把这些水用完了以后
，And so after Elijah used up all this water，
他说 ，People of God, come unto me。
上帝的子民过来我这里。
他抬头说
，And then he looked up。
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob。
亚伯拉罕、雅各跟以撒的上帝。
Please show to them that you are God。
让他们知道你是上帝。
Let them know I am。Your servant，
而我是你的使者。
他就祷告两件事情。
So he prayed for two things。
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
The God of Abraham，
你是向以色列人立约的上帝。
You are God of covenant with the Israelites。
现在以色列人离开了你。
The Israelites have left you。
他们随从亚哈王。
And they have followed King Ahab。
坏的政治领袖。
A bad king。
引诱他们过一个邪恶、抵挡你的生活。
Lure them into a life against you。
我的百姓到这里来。
Now come over to me, my people.
我要向你们求你们列祖的上帝。
I will call upon your God of your ancestors.
求你告诉你的百姓。
Oh God, tell your people.
你是真实的上帝。
That you are God in Israel.
告诉他们。
And also the people.
我是你的仆人。
I am your servant.
这两句话的祷告很感动我一生。
It has influenced my entire life.
我常常站在讲台。
I'm always in a pulpit.
我常常传道。
And preach.
我传福音的动机是什么呢
？What is the motive of my preaching?
我要我们的听众知道，神是神，我是他派来的仆人。
I want the people to know that God is God and I am His servant.
为什么神是神
？Why do we say God is God?
利用了。
Because he has covenant.
纪念他所立的约。
He remembers the covenant he set.
诚信真实的上帝。
He is a faithful God.
他是永远不改变的上帝。
A God eternally will not change.
他是永永远远的上帝。
He is an eternal God.
他的诚实。
His faithfulness, His eternity, His immutability becomes the foundation of His covenant. O Lord, remember your covenant. Remember what you have said to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that the people know you are God in Israel. And that I am your servant. After he has said that, fire came from heaven and consumed all the offering. And it's already wet. How would it be consumed? It was because the fire was fierce.
我请问你在三年半没有雨水以后, 为什么求火不是求雨呢?
After 3.5 years, why did he ask for fire and not rain? These are all unusual. Against what we expect. Different from common ideas. But this is the way God works. When a person truly knows the heart of God, and not be pleasing to man alone, although his actions seem strange, but he has called upon God from God.
And
the object of his prayer is the true and living God. And God will listen to him. Dear brothers and sisters, if we study the theology of prayer carefully, you could spend many days on it.
在圣经里面启示这样的祷告才是真的祷告。
And God revealed the true prayer to us in the Bible.
今天我们对上帝的祷告是怎样的祷告呢?
What kind of prayer do we have towards God today?
一方面假借上帝是全能的这个名称。
On the one hand, we make use of the fact that God is Almighty.
逼他照着他的全能行，你管制他，你吩咐他行的事情。
You want to force God to do what you want.
你不是全能的吗?
Are you not Almighty?
你做这件事吧,
then do this.
如果你全能的上帝,
if you are all powerful,
你医治我的孩子 cancer 的病,
heal my child's cancer.
如果你是全能的,
if you are Almighty,
你使我快快发财,
you must give me money.
如果你全能的,
if you are Almighty,
使我可以得到更大的享受,
give me more enjoyment in my life.
我们利用神是全能的, 作为幌子, 来表达我们对神的逼迫, 对神的强求,
and we use God's almightiness as an excuse to display our selfishness. And God will not listen to such prayer. And when we come before God, whom should we consider him to be? Jesus said he is our Father in heaven. When the very first sentence, pray then like this. Our Father in heaven. This very sentence is something in history no one has mentioned.
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。你在地上。 You are on earth.
他在天上,
he is in heaven.
你向他祈求的时候,
when you pray to him,
你应当以儿子的身份,
like a child,
以谦卑的身份,
with humility,
以信仰的身份,
with faith,
尊主伟大,
to consider him as Lord,
尊主伟圣,
consider him as holy,
我们在天上的父,
and said, Our Father in heaven.
这样才把你与神之间相对存在的本能用出来了。
Then you use the relative existence between you and God.
主啊, 我是活在你面前的,
that God I live before you.
你是我的创造主,
you are my creator.
你又是我的救赎主,
and you are my savior.
你创造我, 使我存在,
you have created me so I exist.
你救赎我, 使我成为你的儿女,
and you have saved me that I may become your child.
称呼你是我在天上的父,
and so I address you as my father in heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
祷告是一件很重要的事情,
prayer is most important.
你使我们在地上的跟他 在天上的之间有个生命之间的关流。
It links us in life on earth to heaven.
就是人的生命与神的生命一个 interpersonal relationship.
An interpersonal relationship between man's life and God's life.
神是谁?
Who is God?
神是一个最伟大的你。
God is the most grandest you.
不是我们讨论中间的一个他。
Not someone that we just discussed.
更不是我们想象的一个to。
Or an imagination object.
It's not an it.
他不是他,
God is not a him.
他也不是他,
God is a thou.
他是 你，
最大的你
，the greatest thou，
面对的对象
，the one I face，
叫做上帝
，he is God。
十九世纪丹麦的哲学家齐克果讲一句话
，the Dutch philosopher Kierkegaard said，
God is not a topic of our discussion。
上帝不是我们讨论的一个对象
，God is not subject in our debate，
或者是我们辩论中的一个东西，
不是我们辩论的主题
，not the theme of our debate，
教导的一个知识
，or something you study。
不是我们讨论的一个题目
or the topic we discuss.
God is the object of our worship.
上帝是我们崇拜的对象，
我们敬拜的对象
and the object of our worship.
上帝，所以他在天上，你在地上
and so he is in heaven, you are on earth.
你的言语要细嚼
so your words are to be filled.
心腹走到他的面前
and walk before him lightly.
敬畏的心来到他的面前
with a heart of reverence come before him.
心里面最诚实的、诚实的心灵来敬拜他
with the depth of your heart, you pray with him in truth.
祷告的对象
and so the object of your prayer.
祷告的认识
the understanding of prayer.
祷告的动机
The motive of prayer,
祷告的态度
the attitude of prayer,
是比你祷告所谓的恳切火热更要紧
is a lot more important than zealousness of prayer.
如果一个人对神不是真正的认识
if you do not really know God,
我们对神没有真正的信仰
you don't have true faith,
我们是没有资格对他发出祷告的
you really are not worthy to pray to him.
我们在天上的父
our Father in heaven,
这个父是你就是在我面前活着的你是创造我使我存在的你我发现你是存在的，你是永远的。我不是你所造的一个非常卑微的一个货物。
And this Father is you, you who have created me, and so before you, I discover I'm just very finite and small.
在对十九世纪的时候
，In the 19th century，
丹麦的齐克果从传道书得到了三个本质差异的题目。
In Ecclesiastes, Kierkegaard found three important things.
第一
，First，
天地之别。
There is a difference between heaven and earth.
第二，永恒跟暂时之别。
There is a big difference between eternity and temporal.
第三，神人之别。
And third, there's a difference between God and man.
你要把这三个界限分化得很清楚。
If you understand these three
things, God is God.
上帝是上帝。
God is not man.
上帝不是人。
Man is man.
人是人。
Man is not God.
人不是上帝。
Heaven is the heaven.
上
天国是天国。
天国不是地上。
Earth is earth.
地上是地上
Earth is not heaven.
地上不是天上
Time is time.
时间是时间
Eternity is eternity.
永恒是永恒、
哦、齐哥我读圣经跟我们不一样的
And Kierkegaard look at the Bible differently from us
读了一段就变成一个很大的架构出来了
When he read the sentence he had a big structure
他就用了 qualitative difference 这个字
所以有质方面的分别
从头使我们建立对这段圣经信仰的了解
that we once again reestablish our understanding
of this place 那我们在哪里呢
where are we then
我们在地上
we are on earth
上帝在哪里呢
where is God
他在天上
God is in heaven
我们的肉体是什么
physically
暂时的活着
we are temporal
我们的灵魂是什么
what about spirit
我们面向永恒活在上帝里面
we face the eternal God
我们今天有的是什么
what we have today
我们有在时间的限制
we are constrained by time 我们
里面有另外一个原则是什么
but there is something else inside
有永远远的存在
and that's an eternal existence
所以齐克果在说
so Kierkegaard said
let God be God let man be man
让上帝成为上帝让人成为人
如果你知道你是人
if you know you are man
你知道他是上帝
and he is God
你知道上帝与人之间的分别是本质的分别不是程度的分别
and you know the difference between God and man is qualitative and not quantitative
这个纯正的信仰
and this pure faith
所产生的纯正的知识
will produce pure knowledge
使你能够好好向他祷告
and enabling you to pray properly
耶稣基督的祷告
the prayer of Jesus Christ
一切人对神祷告的模样
is the foundation of all prayer of mankind
耶稣基督的祷告
the prayer of Jesus Christ
纠正我们祷告所有真理最大的动力
correct our prayers in the truth
圣经里面告诉我们耶稣做人的时候
the Bible says when Jesus walked the earth
代表你代表我
he represents you and I
以人的身份向上帝祷告
as man he prayed towards God
他对上帝说圣洁的父啊
and he said to God holy father
对上帝说 公义的父啊
，and say to God, righteous Father,
求你荣耀你的儿子
，glorify your son,
使你的儿子也荣耀你
，that your son will glorify you.
所以他祷告的很清清楚楚的。
So his prayer was most precise.
怎样尊敬神
？How do you honor God？
怎样尽人子的责任
？How do you fulfill responsibility？
怎样顺服天父
？How do you be obedient to the
Father？ 你把这个杯挪去吧
，remove the cup，
但是不要照我的意思
，but not by my will，
照你的意思
，but by your will。
耶稣基督的祷告跟所有的宗教的信徒。
The difference between the prayer of Jesus and all religious people. The prayer of the sinner is self-centered. The prayer of Jesus is God-centered. Man's prayer is based on our needs.
Jesus' prayer is for God's kingdom, God's glory.跟神的权柄而祷告的。
The prayer of Jesus is for God's kingdom, God's power, God's glory.
所以圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
你们要先求上帝的国和什么
？Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
你们所需要的就多多加给你们。
And what you need will be added unto you.
不是赐给你们。
Not given to you,
加给你们,
but added unto you.
因为你们没有求以前,
because before you pray,
你们所需要的上帝都知道。
God already know what you needed.
那如果上帝已经知道，我还要祷告吗？
Then why should I pray?
我常常讲一些话，很多人莫名其妙。
Some people are confused by what I say.
我说我没有为过钱向上帝祷告过一次。
I tell people that I have not asked God for money before.
我活到世界上74年。
I have been alive 74 years.
我没有求上帝给我钱一次。
I've never asked God for money even once.
坐汽车的时候
，Every time I travel in the car,
我没有祷告求主给我平安。
I never pray for safety.
我在世上生活的时候
，When I live in my life,
我没有求过上帝给我发财。
I never asked God to make me rich.
给我幸福
，To give me blessings.
给我平安
，To have peace.
对我来说，这些我不必祷告。
To me, I don't have to pray for these things.
这些神早就知道了。
Because God already knew.
如果你问汤姆斯，你祷告什么
？So you ask Dr. Tong, what do you pray for?
求上帝的国。
I seek for the kingdom of God.
求上帝的义。
And His righteousness.
什么叫做国呢
？What does His kingdom mean?
有国防的。
There's defense.
有系统的。
There's a system.
有政府的。
There's a government.
有百姓的。
There are people.
有规律的。
There's rules.
有法典的。
There are rule of law.
这叫做国度。
This is kingdom.
所以我求上帝的国的时候
，When I seek the kingdom of God,
住在宝座上
，I want God to be enthroned.
他的子民顺服他
，That His people are obedient to
Him. 遵行他的诫命
，To do His
word. 顺服他的旨意
，And be obedient to His will.
使我们可以被他所使用
，That He may use us.
国度里面与他一同征战
，And in the kingdom battle with Him.
抵挡反对我们国度的撒旦
，And fight against enemy the
Satan. 求上帝的国
，So you seek after the kingdom of God.
你还要求上帝的义。
Seek after His righteousness.
什么叫做求上帝的义呢
？What does that mean?
因为上帝的国是用义来治理百姓的原则。
For God rule over His people with His righteousness.
撒旦的国是用罪来治理他百姓的原则。
And Satan used sin to rule over His people.
神的国度里面有义的内容。
But in the kingdom of God there is righteousness.
撒旦的国度里面有罪的内容。
In the kingdom of Satan there is sin.
神的子民中间有顺从义做义的奴仆。
Among the people of God we are obedient to the righteousness.
在国度里面就顺从罪做罪的奴仆。
But in the kingdom of Satan, they are obedient to sin.
当我们求上帝的国的时
候 ，So when we seek after the kingdom of God,
我们也求上帝的义。
We seek after His righteousness.
主啊，你的国
，Oh Lord, Your kingdom,
你的义
，Your righteousness,
充满在其中。
Be filled the world.
为你的国，你的义向你祈求。
And I pray to you for Your kingdom, for Your righteousness.
荣耀你自己的名
，That you will glorify Your own name.
扩张你自己的势力
，And expand Your power.
你造就你的儿女
，And build up Your people.
你垂听你儿女。顺着你的旨意向你发的祷告。
And listen to the prayer that is in accordance to your will.
我有些时候跟灵恩派的人坐在汽车里面。
Sometimes I travel with the charismatic.
他们很属灵。
They are very spiritual.
还没有开车以前先祷告。
Before they start the engine,
什么都先祷告。
You pray first.
我好像看他很靠近上帝。
That seems like very close to God.
其实我看他很怕死。
But I think they are afraid of dying.
我不祷告也没有死。
I didn't pray, I didn't die.
我什么病我都还没有死。
I have illness, but I never die.
我不是说我不会死。
I'm not saying I will never die.
我死的那一天，我一定死。
When the day I die, actually die.
时间到了就死了。
When the time comes, I will die.
上个礼拜我跌倒了以后。
Last week after I fell.
礼拜三早上跌倒。
I fell on Wednesday morning, 8:30, at 10 I preached, at 12 I had lunch, 1:30 I went to look at the doctor, 3 o'clock then we found the doctor, at night we preached, second day returned to Indonesia, after 5 hours of flight, in the economy,
zone,
nowhere to turn, too crowded, at night I preached, within 4 days, I preached more than 10 sessions. When I twist myself around, it's very painful. If I were to cough, very painful. So someone said, go to Singapore. You better go and get an X-ray done. Taiwanese doctor said, no need. But people say, better go and check it. So last week, I preached to you until
9:30.
I went to Glen Eagle Hospital after preaching to you. At 10:30,
照出来了,
they had X-ray. He said there's a hairline fracture at L11. And you fell too badly.
那怎么办呢?
What to do?
裂就裂吧。
Well, just studied fracture.
好有好的时候, 裂有裂的时候,
there was time for it to be fractured, time to be healed.
飞机带到台湾去,
the second day I went to Taiwan.
再讲道,
and again preach.
再讲道,
and preach.
再讲道,
and preach.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
我真正经历一件事,
I really do experience this one
什么呢?
Thing.
不是惧怕,
not fear.
而是有信心,
with faith.
只要信,
just believe.
不要怕,
do not be afraid.
大家说一二三, 念得很好。 有时候你们念出只要怕, 不要信。
Sometimes you say, just be afraid, don't believe.
我告诉你啊,
I tell you,
我这一生,
in my life,
不怕危险,
I'm not afraid of danger,
所以我勇敢直冲。
Boldly I charge,
我这一生,
in my life,
不怕病,
I'm not afraid of illness.
每次病, 我照样坐飞机去讲道。
I still fly around when I'm
为什么呢?
Sick. Why?
我相信我病了, 去坐飞机, 回来就好了。
I think I'll be healed by the plane trip.
我不怕累,
I'm not afraid of tiredness.
最多的一次, 一天讲12次道理。
I have hit 12 sessions before in a day.
那时候我才32岁,
I was 32.
到晚上那一场的时候,
until the evening,
还大声讲,
I still preach loudly.
里面很勉强,
but it was tough.
回到家里变成死人一个,
when I went home, I was as if I'm dead.
而且是复活能力的死人,
but I can be resurrected.
所以第二天我再复活起来,
and the second day I was resurrected.
我不怕累,
I'm not afraid of fatigue,
我不怕苦,
or difficulty,
我不怕病,
or illness,
我不怕穷,
or poverty,
我不怕危险,
danger.
结果发生什么事呢?
And in the end,
病怕我,
the illness is afraid of me,
穷怕我,
poverty afraid of me,
累怕我,
fatigue afraid of me,
苦怕我,
difficulty afraid of me.
勇往直前,
I just charge forward,
直到今天,
till today.
我感谢主,
I give thanks to God.
7个月以前,
7 months ago,
我开了心脏,
I had a bypass surgery.
现在好像更健康很多了,
now seems to be a lot healthier.
更努力传福音,
so I work even harder.
把来各地查经, 我盼望停止了,
at first I wanted to stop this
tour
because I had a heart problem.
一定很累了,
you must be very tired.
因为好累以后,
but after I recovered,
再延长下去,
I said let's prolong this,
神与我同在,
because God is with me.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
我们为什么祷告呢?
Why do we pray?
我们需要一个永恒的你,
because we need an eternal you.
我再讲一次,
I say again,
God is not a topic of our discussion.
上帝不是我们讨论的一个课题,
God is not an object of our debate,
或者我们辩论的一个题目,
God is not something in our cognitive understanding,
或者在我们的认知里面的一样东西,
God is the Almighty One,
上帝是全能者,
the one who holds on our life,
他完全拥有我们的生命,
who determines our living and our death,
他决定我们的生死,
神是活着的,
God is living.
来到他面前,
and when you come before him,
把上帝永恒的你,
you must
成为你生命相交的对象,
see him as an eternal thou, as relationship with your life.
20世纪初期的时候,
in the beginning of the 20th century,
希伯来大学有一个很著名的教授, 叫做 Professor Dr. Martin Buber.
Martin Buber from the Hebrew University.
B-U-B-E-R.
B-U-B-E-R.
你可以去Google查这个名字。
You can check out his name in your
Martin
Google.
Martin Buber. 在20世纪初的时候, 他受过七个国的影响,
he was influenced by Kierkegaard at the
他写了一本书, 不到100面,
he wrote a book that's pretty short.
我知道这是人类历史里面写最少最薄的书, 影响最大最深远的一本。
In my understanding, this is the most influential book by the number of pages.
二十世纪初期
，the beginning of the 20th century，
最大的哲学家
，the most grand
最大的神学家
，the greatest theologian，
都在这一个书的影子下面发展他们的思想。
Develop their thought under the shadow of this book.
这本书的题目很简单
，the topic is simple，
有三个字
，three words，
I am thou。
我与你，
我与你，上帝是大的你，我与你这个关系。
I am thou。
那么他把我这个思想分成，上帝在人的过程中间可以有三个不同的层次。
He thinks that there are three kind of processes between God and us。
所以当我们不认识上帝的时候
，When we do not know God，
把上帝当作一个托
，God is a it。
God is an it， 把它当作一个托，所以我们讨论的时候。这个上帝是什么东西呢
？So when we discuss what is this God，
这个上帝有什么心情呢
？And what kind of God？
这个上帝跟我们什么关系呢
？What kind of relationship does he have with us？
去把上帝当作托来讨论。
So you discuss God as a it。
我相信这他还是受齐克国的影响。
I think he has been influenced by 齐克国。
慢慢，我认为，哎，上帝是活的，不能把他当作 it， 就把他当作 he。
And so later you think that God is living， so he better be a he。
We talk about him。
我们说他。
He is a living。Him，
他是活着的。
He's another him，
他是另外一个个体。
He's a transcendent him，
虽然是超越性的他。
He's an eternal him，
是永远的他。
He still is at him，
但是还是他。
当有一天你跟神的关系更密切的时候
，But when you come to a closer relationship with God，
你就从 it 变成 him， 变成 thou。
From it to him to thou，
主啊，我来到你的面前。
That God， I come before you。
你是我的主。
You are my God.
我的好处不在你以外。
And nothing good comes outside of you.
现在我问你，
so I ask you，
你信主多久了？
How long have you believed？
你的上帝在你的心中是一个什么？
What kind of God do you believe in？
是一个托。
Is he a it？
是一个他。
Could he be a him？
或者是一个你。
Or is he thou？
你把你自己跟神的关系定位在怎样的情形之下的？
How do you understand the relationship between you and God？
你知道不知道你活在他的面前？
Do you know that you live before him？
两刃利剑的眼睛正射透你。
His eyes is like a sword with double edge。
鉴察你一切心肠肺腑。
He can search your very heart。
你思念你。头脑所想的一些
，And he can know what you are thinking。
你坐下，你起来，他都看见。
He can see you whether you're sitting or standing。
你行走，你躺卧，他都知道。
Or when you're walking or lying。
他也见在了你心中所隐藏的各样的意念。
He can search your very thoughts。
你不觉悟
，But you are not aware。
好像单面玻璃
，Like a one-way mirror。
你可以看见对方
，You can see the
others。对方看不见你
，But he cannot see you。
新加坡的机场就有很多这样的玻璃。
In Singapore Airport, you have a lot of one-way mirrors.
有一次呢，我看见一个人对着玻璃照来照去梳头发，里面人家看他很清楚。
Once I saw someone in front of a mirror, but someone is observing me from the
outside. 他完全不知道。
But he doesn't know.
因为他认为我可以掌握的，我知道。他不知道别人更掌握他，是他不知道。
He's not aware that there are people behind the mirror controlling him.
你认为我们在神的面前如何？
What about us before God?
神对你是一个怎样的位格？
What kind of God do you have?
你神之间的关系怎么建立起来？
What kind of relationship do you
have? 你把神当作什么？
You treat God as what?
我做一个很简单的比喻。
A simple illustration.
这个比喻是我们每个人都有经验的。
That all of us have the same experience.
当你第一次爱上一个女孩子的时候。
When you first fell in love.
你当然选很漂亮。
Of course you pick the prettiest girl.
你当然选你理想中的。
Or the one in your ideal.
你的理想中间的人。
But the one who in your ideal.
很不愿意把你当作他理想中的人。
May not be willing to respond accordingly.
所以你要对他讲话。
So you want to speak to her.
不好意思。
But you are embarrassed.
为什么不好意思？
Why embarrassed?
因为有意思，所以不好意思。
Because you have some motive.
反正你对那个女孩子没有意思，你就很好意思。
If you don't have motive, you will speak boldly.
也有意思的也没不好意思。
Once you have motive, you feel embarrassed.
吞吞吐吐。
So you stutter. And you don't know what to say. You wait for a long time.
后来不得吃了老虎胆。
Finally, you become very bold.
跑到她面前去。
And you go before her.
默人。
And so you.
我有话。跟你说
I want to tell you something.
什么话
？And she say what?
特别的话。
Special words.
那么就说吧。
Then say.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
他说我。既然还要跟着讲我管你了。你要什么
？What do you want?
我很想跟你做 特别的朋友。
I feel that we should have special friends.
猜中了。
And she could guess.
猜中你要做什么
？What you want to do?
请你回去自己照相，照自己的镜子好。
She said, "Why don't you look in the mirror yourself?"
你看看你自己什么样，你要我
？Look at what you look like.
你失恋了。
And you will fall out of love.
你没有办法忘记她。
And you cannot forget her.
你没有办法得罪她。
But you cannot get her too.
你没有办法不得罪她。
But you cannot let her go.
你不能得罪她。
But you cannot get her.
要忘记她，又不能忘记她。
You can't even forget her.
你就变成世界最孤单的存在主义者。
And you become the loneliest existentialist.
深深就存在主义者。
You truly understand your
existence. 我有一个 I.
There's an I.
但我没有一个 thou.
But I don't have a thou.
生命的孤独 alienated.
You are alienated.
你现在被异存化了。
You are segregated and alienated from her.
这个是共产党的名词 alienation. Alienated.
Word from the communists.
那么你怎么办呢？
What do you do?
你孤单过你的生活。
You live lonely.
一个人在孤单中间的时候，他就变成存在主义者。
When you are lonely, you feel like an existentialist.
你不愿意过长期存在主义者。
But you don't want to do that too long.
所以盼望做一个相对对存者。
You want someone to live with.
好像降低标准。
So I lower my standard.
选一个不太漂亮的。
Big one, not so pretty.
比较普通的。
A more common looking
girl. 那么可能就有盼望的。
Maybe you have hope.
因为最高的要求常常带来就是泡沫，带来就是失败。
The highest standard often will disappoint you.
找到一个有眼睛有鼻子也差不多的。
So you find someone with eyes, with a nose.
再鼓起勇气。
Then you try again.
对他说。
And say to her.
我有话对你讲。
I have something to tell you.
现在稳定的都没有我了。
Now you're more steady.
我有话对你讲。
I have something to tell you.
什么事啊
？And she say what?
我喜欢你。
I like you.
他回答什么呢
？And she said,
你也不错。
You also not too bad.
我也喜欢你。
I also like you.
你说好了。
Okay, fine.
现在可以建立 idol relationship.
Now you can have an idol relationship.
你还没有跟他谈的时候。
But before you spoke to her,
你跟你的同学谈。
You told your classmate.
我喜欢那个人。
Hey, I like that person.
你看他多漂亮。
She's so pretty.
你看他多伶俐。
And so,
他多聪明。
Very clever.
你看他有这么多的才干。
Wow, very talented.
甚至做事很精明。
She really very capable.
从前面看很好。
From the front is good.
从后面看更好。
From the back better.
你都看不到他脸更好。
Without,
我看到他很好。对，你跟人家谈，谈到最后呢
？And the end.
你想，我为什么要跟人家谈
？Why would I talk to other
people? 我要谈的不是他。
I'm not talking about this guy.
这个女孩子。
I should talk to the girl, right?
更勇敢对她谈了。
Be more bold.
她接受你了。
And she accepts you.
自从她接受你以后。
Since she accepted you.
你不会再跟别人谈了。
You won't talk to other people.
你跟别人谈，只能把她当作她。
You treat other people as he or she.
你把她当作你对象的时候。
But when you have someone you like.
你跟她谈的时候，她是一个你。
And she become a thou.
你不要 I him.I her relationship.
It's not an I him or I her relationship anymore.
I thou relationship.
But an I thou relationship.
所以两个人谈了。
And so when two
persons
relatively exist,
相爱的生命
and you love each other,
结合在一起的合一
and when in union,
你结婚了
you get married.
就是 I thou relationship.
It is a I thou relationship.
It's only sweet.World,
这是非常美满的一
件事情。这是甜美的生命。
Very sweet
甜美的世界。
A sweet world.
你跟你所爱的人结婚了。
You marry someone you love.
但是我告诉你。
But I tell you.
Idol relationship.
The idol relationship.
跟他在一起是永恒的吗
？Is it eternal?
不一定的。
Not necessary.
法国有一句成语。
There's a French proverb.
爱我的我不爱他。
The one who loves me, I don't love her.
我爱他的不爱我。
But the one I love, they don't love me.
两个相爱的不长久。
The two who love each other will not last.
Idol 是建立的。
So idol may be built up.
不是一个 eternal doll.
But it is not an eternal doll.
你说是啊，我们就是约定到死不分离吗
？I say, well, we say that we will die together.
好像是这样。
Seems like the case.
一年以后
，But one year later,
孩子生出来了。
When your child is born,
你说 you are my doll.
那就是你是我的他。
你是我的你，
你是我的你。
他回答说 ，You are not my doll.
但是你不是我的你。
I'm not your doll.
你说我不是吗
？Then who is your doll?
那是谁
？My baby is my doll.
那个 baby 是我的。
所以女子生了孩子就开始淡忘丈夫了。
And so many women forget their husband once a child comes.
每天讲的嘿嘿嘿 每一个男孩子哀悼，不是你了。
Every day the focus is on the child, not you anymore.
就变成一个被孤单化 alienated again.
Then you are alienated again.
不要紧了，至少还是我的孩子嘛。
It's okay, it's my child.
他跟孩子玩，我也很快乐啦。
I'm happy that.
人生就是这样了。
That's the way life is.
已经不是从前那个 dull.
Not like the past anymore.
有一点褪色了。
A little bit faded.
有点打折扣了。
A little bit discarded.
我的孩子越来越多，他越不睬你了。
But the more children you have, the less they care about you.
现在跟你好，就是因为你给他钱。
It's good to you now because you bring back the money.
根本不必回。
Without money, don't even come home.
没有刀也不要紧了。
Doesn't matter with no
doubt. 后来孩子慢慢长大以后。
And as a child grew up.
我也跟我的孩子建立 idol relationship.
Well, I want the idol relationship with my child as well.
建完了以后呢，孩子18岁了。
The child is 18.
他不把你当作他的刀了。
They don't consider you as a doll.
孩子啊， my doll.
You look at your child and say, you are my doll.
孩子说， my doll is not you.
The child said, 你不是我的,
my doll is my girlfriend in my school.
就是学校的那个女朋友才算。你又在失去了。 So again you lose it.
到最后孩子一个一个读书。
And then the child studies, go overseas, go America, England, Australia, one by one.
不得不第二次度蜜月, 但是现在老来老去。
Now you are both old, second honeymoon.
像鸡皮一样的老人家。
Your skin looks like a chicken skin.
很难看得到了。
So now your doll becomes quite ugly.
已经老人家的doll了。
Old people.
刚刚第二次度蜜月。
The second honeymoon just started.
忽然间不久一个死去了。
But one would die suddenly.
又在完全空了。
Again it's empty.
孩子走了。
The child has left.
妻子死了。
The wife has died.
孤独伶仃。
You are now alone.
身体衰老了。
And you are growing
older. 没有力量。
No more strength. Then you must ask this question.
Who is my immortal doll?
我那个永远的你到底是谁？
Who is my unchangeable doll?
这个不变的你到底是谁？
Who is my perfect doll?
这个完美的你到底是谁？
You should return to God.
你应该回到上帝的面前。我告诉很多人在他年老的时候。 Many people return to God when they are old.
Solomon
said,
趁着你年幼纪念造你的主。
Remember the God who made you while you are still young.
很多人到年老的时候回到上帝面前的时候，神已经不给他机会了。
Many times you go back to God when you are old, God does not give you opportunity anymore.
为什么很多人要到老的时候才产生宗教的动力呢？
Why do you become religious only when you're old? Kierkegaard himself admitted this.
当你年轻的时候,
when you're young,
你过的第一段是叫做 aesthetical stage.
You live an aesthetical stage.
当你人生更有经验的时候,
but when you become more experienced,
你过的第二段叫做 ethical stage.
The second lifestyle is called ethical stage.
最老的时候,
when you get very old,
你进到一个 religious stage.
那你就变成非常有宗教情操。 You have relationship with
God. 老了才亲近上帝。
When you are old, then you think of God.
老了才到上帝面前。
Then you come before God.
但你大半一生都已经度过了。
But most of your life has passed.
你的最好的黄金时代已经荒废了。
The best of your years are gone.
你老的时候, 你到上帝面前。
When you are elderly, then you come before God.
我17岁奉献做传道。
I decided to be a preacher and give up my life at
17.
I have served my Lord for 57 years. I always say to God, Lord, you are my Tao. You are my Lord. Use me, please.
But 我有个表叔,
but I have an uncle.
这个人曾经要做过外交官,
he once was a diplomat.
曾经是中华民国对世水的领事。
And was an ambassador of China to
consulate. 这个人78岁的时候,
when he was 78,
对我讲一句话,
he said to me,
他说我看破红尘了。
Well, he said, I've seen through life.
对世界看透了。
I've seen through everything in life.
完全奉献给主。
Now I give up my life completely to the Lord.
完全奉献给主。
Completely give my life to the Lord.
我说,
and
表叔啊,
I said,
Uncle, 你没有办法完全奉献,
you can't give everything to God now.
我完全怎么没有办法?
He said, can I?
我什么都不要,
I don't want anything. I give the Lord everything.
你的时间没有完全奉献,
I say, well, your time is not given to God completely. When you are young, you gamble.
你年轻的爱喝酒,
you drink.
你年终的时候爱跳舞,
in your middle age, you like to dance.
78岁才完全奉献给主,
and 78, then you say you completely give your life to God.
你要奉献给主几年呢?
How many years do you give?
过一年多以后他就死了。
More than a year later he died.
死的时候最靠近他的亲戚就是我。
And I was the closest relative to him and his dad.
我替他洗澡。
So I bathed him.
替他换衣服。
I changed him.
我自己去买鞋子给他穿上去。
I bought shoes for him.
把他放在 棺材里面
and put him in the coffin.
他只有女儿，没有男孩子。
He had daughters, no sons.
他有个养的男孩子在加拿大，不能回来。
A adopted son in Canada.
我什么都替他做好。
So I had to do everything for him.
我心里一个思想。
But in my heart, I thought.
你愿意完全奉献。
You're willing to give everything.
你只能奉献你残余的最后一年的时间。
But actually, you're only giving your leftover
time. 什么叫做完全奉献？
What does it mean to give completely?
不是你所有的完全。
Not everything.
是你整个生命的完全。
But your life,
整个思想的完全
your thoughts,
整个心态的完全
your attitude,
整个灵性的完全
your spirituality,
整个信仰的完全
your faith,
到他的面前来
to come before God.
I doubt, 因为这一个关系
because of this relationship,
我们能祷告
we can pray.
我们祷告
we pray,
是来到这永恒的你面前
it's before the eternal doubt,
不是要利用他
Not to make use of him.
不是要命令他。
Not to command him.
不是要指挥他。
Not to direct him.
不是要玩弄他。
And not to play a fool.
许多人的祷告是利用上帝。
Many prayers are making use of God.
许多人祷告是玩弄上帝。
Many prayers make a fool of God.
许多人祷告是命令上帝。
Many prayers direct God.
祷告不是命令上帝。
That prayer is not directed to God.
祷告是发现神给我的命令。
Is to discover the command of God.
祷告不是改变上帝。
Prayer is not to change God.
祷告是求主的灵。改变我这个败坏。
Call the Spirit of God to transform us.
祷告不是利用上帝。
Prayer is not to make use of God.
祷告是把自己交给上帝，让他使用我们。
Is to put ourselves in the hands of God that He might use us.
耶稣教导我们祷告的第一句话。
So the very first sentence that Jesus
taught. 你来到谁面前呢？
Tell us who do you come before?
你对谁讲话？
To whom are you praying?
我们在天上。The Fool,
our Father in heaven.
这句话太伟大了。
This is such a great verse.
上帝叫做 Fool.
We consider God our Father.
没有一个宗教可以做到的事情。
No religion can achieve this.
孔子没有告诉我们有一位父在天上。
Confucius never taught us that there's a Father.
老子没有告诉我们有一位父在天上。
老子 has never taught us a Father in heaven.
墨子、孟子没有告诉我们有一位父在天上。
Mencius and 墨子 never tell us that there's a Father.
佛教也没有告诉我们有一位天父在天上。
Buddhism never taught us there's a
Father in heaven. 印度教也没有这样的话语。
Neither did Hinduism.
佛教是无神论的。
Buddhism has no God.
佛生出来，根据传说，一个手指指出上面，上天下地唯我独尊。
It seems that Buddha was born and he could point to heaven and earth and said, Heaven and earth, I'm the greatest.
没有上帝的信仰。
So there is no God in his faith.
没有天上的父的观念。
No relationship with a father.
这是无神论的宗教。
It is a religion without a God.
佛教是无神论。
Buddhism is without God.
佛教徒拜什么呢？
Then what did they pray to?
他们拜一个不承认神的神。
They pray to a God who doesn't admit himself to be God.
释迦牟尼。
Shakyamuni.
释迦牟尼从来没有说他是神。
Shakyamuni never declared himself God.
释迦牟尼说我们每个人都有佛性。
He says all of us as Buddha in us.
所以如果你修身养性，清净无为，直到完全圣洁。进到涅槃的时候，你就变成一个佛。
And so, if you work hard in your life and be pure and enter into Nirvana, then you become a Buddha.
所以他们要向谁祷告呢
？So to whom do they pray?
向自己祷告。
To themselves.
结果他们不能向自己祷告。
But they can't pray to themselves.
因为他们是神所造的人。
For they are made by God.
他们在佛祖面前烧香。
They will pray to Gautama Buddha.
他们向高达玛 Buddha Shakyamuni 向他祷告
to pray to Shakyamuni
就是完全违背佛祖自己的教义的
but it is against Shakyamuni's own teaching
印度教徒向谁祷告呢
and Hindus
印度教的神有36,000,000个
they have 360
million 你不要说敬拜
don't talk about praying
如果你能把他名字找不出来
just remembering the name
一个一个念念到死还没有念完
till the day you die you cannot finish reading the name
36,000,000个神
They are like 360 million gods.
那么这神跟我的关系是什么呢
？So what relationship do you
have？ 就神是木头
，the God can be wood。
就神是石头
，can be made of stone。
就神是牛
，can be a cow。
神是蟑螂
，can be a cockroach。
神是飞鸟
，can be a bird。
神是狐狸
，can be a fox。
神是这个所有的动物
，can be any living being。
很可怜的
，so it's most sad。
人堕落到这个地步
，that you have fallen so much。
那么你说世界上有没有拜一个天父的这样神呢
？Is there a religion that will pray to a father？
只有希腊的一个诗人。
A Greek poet,
poet 曾经讲过一句话
once said,
We are all born of you.
我们是从你而生的。
我们都是从你而生的。所以这句话的隐喻就是说有一位神是我们的父。
So implicitly there's a God who is our father.
这个人叫 Clintus.
But his name is
Clintus. C-L-E-A-N-T-H-E-S. Clint's 诗里面我去查了。
I have read his poems.
他在第二段的后面有一句话说。
The second part of his poem says,
We are all born of you.
我们是从你而生。
所以保罗就在使徒行传第十七章引用 Clint 的一句话。
And Acts 17, Paul used his words.
正如你们世人说。
Like your poet said,
我们都是由他所生的。
We have been born of him.
但是从来没有称呼这位神是父。
But he has never declared this God as the Father.
就到耶稣基督到世界上来的。
And when Jesus came to the earth,
讲这句话。
And he taught us this.
你们祷告。
Pray then like this.
要如此说。
In this manner,
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
犹太人模糊父的观念。
The Jews are vague in the concept of the Father.
所以当耶稣说。
So when Jesus said.
你们的父不是亚伯拉罕的。
Your Father is not Abraham.
他们是。
They say yes.
亚伯拉罕是我们的父。
Abraham is my father.
耶稣说你们的父不是上帝。
Jesus said your Father is not God.
他们奋诈的回答。
And their answer was confused.
And
confused in their understanding. And Jesus gave them a conclusion.
你们的父不是上帝。
Your father is not God.
你们的父不是亚伯拉罕。
Your father is not Abraham.
我们的父是亚伯拉罕。
They say our father is Abraham.
耶稣说,
Jesus said,
如果亚伯拉罕是你们的父,
If Abraham were your father,
你们早就到我这里来,
you would have come towards me.
因为当你们的父亚伯拉罕见我的时候,
Because when your father Abraham met me,
他就从远处欢迎。
From afar, he welcomed.
他接待我。
He took
care of me. 你们不是如此。
But not so for you.
当耶稣在讲更重一句话的时候。
And when he rebuked them further.
揭穿了整个犹太教最败坏的东西。
It exposed their decadence.
你们的父是魔鬼。
He said your father is the devil.
现在弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
为什么这样说呢?
Why did he say that?
犹太人没有一个人遵行过律法。
None of the Jews fulfilled the law.
犹太人没有一个人亲近过上帝。
None of them were close to God.
你们用嘴唇亲近我。
That you come close to me with your lips.
你们的心远远离开我。
But your heart is far away from me.
所以你们拜我是枉然的。
So you worship in vain.
我恨恶你们的安息了。
I hate your Sabbath.
我厌烦你们的自由。
I'm sick of the fact.
你们夜望夜所献的祭，我都已经看厌了。
And all your sacrifices on the moons and the seasons.
以色列人得到了律法。
The Israelites had the law.
他们去遵行吗?
Did they follow it?
他们没有遵行。
They did not.
怎么知道以色列没有遵行?
How do we know this?
彼得在使徒行传第十五章讲一句话。
Acts chapter 15,
原来从我们的祖宗到我们这里没有一个人遵行过律法。
From our ancestors till now, none have fulfilled
the law. 那么这些宗教在做什么的?
So what are the religions doing?
他们在搞什么的?
What are they doing?
他们在建立什么的?
What are they building?
他们都在建立自己的功劳。
They are building their own works.
所以他们十字路口大声祷告。
And so they pray loudly in the streets.
高处扬声祷告。
And in the synagogue they preach.
他要人看见他的虔诚。
They want to let people to see.
他们要人看见他们亲近上帝。
They want people to see that they're close to God.
他们的宗教是以知识做出发点的。
Their faith.Is built on selfishness.
荣耀自己做出发点。
To glorify themselves.
耶稣说。
So Jesus said.
你们的父不是上帝。
Your father is not God.
你们的父不是亚伯拉罕。
Not Abraham.
你们的父是魔鬼。
Your father is the devil.
有人像耶稣这样勇敢批判，这样勇敢讲话。
Jesus was so brave in rebuking them.
他没有别条路可走，一定要被杀死。被钉在十字架上。
His final conclusion must be crucifixion.
因为他讲的是真理。
For he spoke the truth.
人喜欢真理吗?
Do we like the truth?
人不喜欢听。
We don't like to listen to the
truth. 人喜欢听实在的话吗?
Do we want to hear words of failure?
我们不喜欢听实在的话。
We don't like it.
我们喜欢听好话。
We want to listen to good things.
我们喜欢听甜蜜的话。
Sweet things.
我们不喜欢听实在的话。
We don't want to listen to the truth.
上帝看全世界的人。
When God look at us.
可恶。
We are despicable.
可悲。
We are sad.
可怜。
We are pathetic.
你们的父是魔鬼。
Your father is a devil.
所以我告诉你。
I tell you now.
有了子的也就有了父。
Those who have the son have the father.
没有子的就没有父。
Those who have not the son have not the father.
认识子的就认识父。
Those who know the son know the father.
不认识子的就不认识父。
Those who do not know the son do not know the father.
我来把父显明给你们看。
I have come to manifest the father.
我就是道路。
I am the way.
我就是真理。
The truth.
我就是生命。
And the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one goes to the Father except through me.
我从父出来到了世界。
I have come from the Father to the world.
离开世界往父那里去。
And I will leave the world to the Father.
你们在世界找不到父。
You cannot find a father in the world.
宗教里面没有父。
You have no father in the religions.
我里面有父。
But in me you find a father.
回教徒。 荷兰经的第一章九十九个上帝的名称。
In the first chapter of Quran, the word God appeared 99 times. 什么
最好的名称都归到上帝身上。
All the most beautiful description.
但是只有九十九。
99。
少了一个。
Short of one.
哪一个名字呢
？Which word?
天父。
Father in heaven.
回教徒不能称上帝为天父。
The Muslim cannot call God the Father in heaven.
因为上帝不给他这个权柄。
For God did not give them this privilege.
上帝把这个权柄赐给谁呢
？And this privilege is given to
赐给信靠耶稣基督的人。
Those who believe in Jesus Christ.
约翰福音第一章第十二节告诉我们。
John chapter 1 verse 12 says.
接待他的。
To all who take on his name,
就是信他名的人
who believe in his name,
他就赐给他们权柄
he give them the power
做上帝的儿女
to become children of God.
保罗在罗马书八章十五节告诉
Romans chapter 8 verse 15
我们不是领受了奴仆的心
Paul says we do not receive a heart of a slave
我们是领受了儿子的灵
but the spirit of the son
接待耶稣基督的
and so those who welcome Jesus
接待耶稣的灵
Welcome His Spirit.
耶稣的灵就是基督的灵。
And the Spirit of Jesus is the Spirit of Christ.
基督的灵就是上帝的灵。
The Spirit of God.
上帝的灵就是圣洁的灵。
And the Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
上帝把他儿子赐给我们。
God gave us His Son.
那儿子成了我们的长兄。
The Son becomes our elder brother.
引导我们与他一同成了上帝的儿女。
To guide us to become children of God.
借着圣灵重生我们。
To the Holy Spirit we are reborn. 所以
圣灵是儿子的灵。
And the Spirit is the Spirit of the Son.
进到我们里面的时候。
And when the Spirit of the Son comes to us, we become His children.
我们就称为阿爸天父。
We call Him Abba Father.
这是真正祷告的开始。
This is the true beginning of prayer.
我告诉你，在宗教里面没有真正的祷告。
No true prayer can be found in other religions.
宗教里面人用祷告建立功劳，更离开上帝。
We use prayer for our own use, and we depart away from God even further.
全本圣经告诉我们。
The entire Bible tells us.
上帝说。
God said.
不是我的子女的。
Not
about. 我要使他们成为我的子女。
Those who are do not belong to me, I will make them my children.
我要自己成为他们的父。
I will be their father.
旧约是如此。
The Old Testament said that.
新约是如此。
The New Testament said that.
新约。实际的行动赐下来了。
And in the New Testament, the action was done.
父把子赐下来。
The Father gave us the Son.
把万有交给子。
And give the Son all things.
使子成为众子的长子。
That the Son become firstborn among us all.
与基督一同成为后世。
Together with Christ, we inherit from God.
使我们在基督里一同成为上帝的儿女。
That we become children of God in Christ.
儿子的灵进到我们心里面。
The Spirit of the Son will come to us.
我们就呼叫阿爸。
Then we can call Abba Father, Father in heaven.
用这句话开始你的祷告。
And start your prayer this way.
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
你们祷告的时候
，When you pray,
要这样说
，Pray then like this.
我们在天上的父
，Our Father in heaven.
感谢上帝
，Thanks be to God.
这关系多么亲密
！This is such a close relationship.
我是他的孩子
，I am his child.
是他所爱的
，He loves me.
他是我的天父
，He is my father.
有血缘关系
，There is a blood relationship.
有亲疏关系
，There is a relative relationship.
上帝竟然成了我的父亲
，That God can really become my father.That I have become his child.
所以我们叫阿爸。
So we call him Abba.
天父。
Abba Father.
我们就笃信不疑。
And so we held on firm to our faith.
放胆放心。
And be completely confident.
来到他的面前。
To come before him.
把我们所需要的告诉他。
To tell him what we need.
他就照着他的应许。
And by his promises.
照着他丰富的恩典。
By his abundant grace.
施恩宝座。
From His throne of grace,
把他的恩惠赐给我们
He will bless us.
所以我们随时的帮助
To become our ready help.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
今天晚上
This evening,
你听了这一篇
After you heard this,
你觉悟以后
After you awaken,
你再祷告的时候
When you pray again,
你恳求主给你发现天父是你的父
You ask God to show you that He is indeed your Father.
从今以后
From now onwards,
你跟非基督徒的祷告是完全不同的本质。
Your prayer will be very different from the non-Christians.
You come before your Father.
你来到你自己父的面前。
Your heavenly Father.
你的天父的面前。
我们在地上有多艰难的遭遇。
No matter how difficult life is on earth.
多痛苦的环境。
How painful the circumstances are.
多可怕的逼迫。
How horrifying the persecution
are. 你不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
因为我不是在地上。
Because we do not come
on earth. 我也在天上。
We are also in heaven.
你说基督徒现在在天上吗
？How can Christian be in heaven?
是的。
Yes, we are.
你说圣经有根据吗
？When did the Bible say that?
有的。
Yes.
现在在天上吗？
Are we in heaven now?
是的。
Yes, we are.
你看以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他说我们如今与基督一同坐在天上。
Because right now, with Christ, we are in heaven.
That is your spiritual position.
这是你属灵的地位。
You have been regenerated.
你已经重生了。
You have been given the spirit of the Son.
你已经有了子的灵。
Spiritually speaking,
所以从灵性来说
，positionally speaking,
从地位来说
，you already got the victory in Jesus Christ.
你已经在主耶稣里面得到凯旋。
You have conquered all sins in the world.
已经得胜世上所有的罪。
You already seated with Jesus Christ on the side.Of God.
与耶稣基督一同坐在天上。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们每次祷告的时候。
So every time we pray.
我记得我的父爱我。
Remember that your father loves you.
我的父借着圣灵重生我。
Through the spirit he gave me new life.
我的父借着基督拯救我。
That the father through Christ saved me.
父啊。
Father.
我是你的。
I am yours.
我常常记得我六七岁的时候。
When I was 6 and 7.
听我妈妈在房子最前面的窗口跪下祷告。
I always hear my mother praying beside the window.
她常常祷告这样讲。
And she always prayed this way.
我的父啊
，My Father,
我的上帝啊
，My God.
我天上的父，我的救主啊
，My Father in heaven, my Savior.
我的主，我的父啊
，My Lord, my Father.
这个寡妇
，This widow,
33岁
，At 33 years old, her husband died.
亲手痛苦用一针一线缝衣服把。八个孩子养大
，and she got to take care of 8 children by sewing.
决定不再结婚
，she decided not to remarry.
决定做一个寡妇
，and be a widow.
把儿女养大
，to take care of all the kids.
让他们受好的教育
，that they may be educated well.
让他们敬虔度人
，that they will live a life of holiness.
让他们相信上帝
，that they will believe in God.
她讲一句话
，and she said,
我立志不再结婚
，I am determined not to get married.
我立志只做一件事情
，to do one thing.
靠着主的恩典
，by God's grace,
把你们养大
，I want to bring all of you up.
上帝的好儿女
to become good children of God.
主啊
And so she said, my Lord,
我的父啊
my Father,
我的上帝啊
my God,
我的主啊
my Lord,
你说
you say,
你是孤儿的父亲
you are the father of the orphans,
你是寡妇的伸冤者
you are the one who fight for the widows.
今天到你的面前来
so I come before you,
把我的儿女交在你手
I give you all my children.
感谢上帝
thanks be to God.
我的母亲守寡到68岁她离开世界。
My mother was a widow until she was 68 and she died.
她死的时候，我在法国的巴黎。
I was in Paris in France.
非常难过。
I was very sad.
因为那个常年为我祷告的代祷者已经死了。
Because this prayer warrior that prayed for me all the time has died.
那个时候我们的机票
，so the plane ticket
要八天以后才有位置。
You got to book it for 8 days, then you can get it.
好在我的大哥做生意，他带了1-2万美金。预防万一
，My brother bought some money just in case。
所以买六张、买四张机票，我们马上可以回来。
So we could buy 4 tickets and return home.
在飞机上的时候
，On the plane，
我就写了一首诗歌。
I wrote a song。
母亲，母亲
，Mother, mother，
为什么你这么早离开我们
？Why did you leave us so early？
不好传来的时候
，When the bad news came，
我们不禁眼泪直流。
All of us wept。
母亲啊
，Mother。
虽然你贫穷
，although you were poor，
没有什么可以献上的
，you have nothing to give。
你把五个孩子献上做传道人
，but you gave 5 of your sons as preachers。
母亲，母亲
，mother, mother。
我不知道什么时候见你
，I don't know when I'll see you again。
我知道你在父的旁边
，but I know you are beside the father。
享受你的安息
，and enjoy your rest。
求主帮助我
，may God help me。
效法你的忠心
，that I will follow your example。
爱主，敬畏主。
And to love the Lord, to fear Him, to preach His word.
见主面，见你面的日子。
I shall see the Lord and see you.
我在飞机上把那首做好了。
And I composed the song on the plane.
回到印尼
，return to Indonesia.
在上四礼拜里面
，during the week,
我自己在钢琴上把这首歌弹出来。
I played it on the piano.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，dear brothers and sisters,
我的父
，my father,
我的主
，my Lord,
我的上帝
，my God.
因为这一位是爱。我的 eternal Tao.
He is my eternal Tao.
我可以把我的心倾吐在他的面前。
So I can open my heart to him.
千万不要把非基督徒的祷告跟主祷文当作是一样的。
Do not treat the Lord's Prayer the same as a non-believer's prayer.
这个祷告是重要的。
This is an important prayer.
神成了人，对人教导怎样向神祷告。 的祷告。
Because it's God coming in the flesh teaching men how to pray to God.
这个祷告不是以人为中心的。
Not man-centered prayer.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
你的名。
May your name.
你的国。
Your kingdom.
你的旨意。
Your will.
天父啊。
Father.
国度。
The kingdom.
权柄。
The power.
荣耀。
The glory. All is yours.
这个祷告以神为开始。
And so God is the beginning.
以神为结束。
God is the end.
这个以上帝为中心的祷告。
A prayer that is God-centered.
才是真正蒙悦纳的祷告。
Will be a prayer, prayer.
盼望主祷文讲完了以后。
I pray that after the Lord's prayer.
我们祷告的生活已经经历一场大的革命。
Our prayer life will be revolutionized.
从我们一切的错误出来。
And be corrected from all our errors.
在真理里面。
In the truth.
靠着圣灵向上帝祈求。
By the Holy Spirit we call upon God.
今天我讲了第一句了。
I have finished the first sentence.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
下个礼拜我继续讲讲。
Next week I will carry on.
愿人多你尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.